Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we try to pull out the really key insights from, from all sorts of sources. We want to turn that raw info into real understanding for you.
That's the goal.
And today, we're doing something a bit different. Kind of unique, actually, and I think pretty revealing.
Oh.
Yeah, our entire source material for this deep dive. It's just a title. That's
just a title. Okay, intriguing.
Right. It comes from a document called Online Real Estate Photography Standards. But the specific bit we're zeroing in on is this phrase, the new standard for photography in online real estate listings.
The new standard. Okay, yeah, that packs a punch.
Exactly. So that's our mission today. What can we, you know, really unpack from just those few words? What does the fact that this title even exists tell us about what's happening in online real estate? Mm-hmm. Like what shifts, what pressures, what priorities does it shine a light on? It feels like finding a tiny clue that unlocks a much bigger picture.
It really does. And it's fascinating, isn't it? How just a simple title seemingly can act as this profound signal. Yeah.
It's not just naming something. Mm. It's making a declaration. It instantly tells you something about underlying trends, about what's becoming important within that whole industry.
Right.
And this title especially, it feels like a window. You know, you get a glimpse of a changing landscape before you even read the first line of the actual document.
Okay, so let's try and crack this code then. If we look at that first part, the new standard, that phrase just jumps right out, doesn't it?
Absolutely. New.
Is it really new, or is it more like the market finally putting a name to best practices that were already sort of emerging?
That's a great question. And also, who's setting it? Is it the big listing platforms? Is it consumer demand pushing it? Or maybe industry bodies?
Yeah. And what does just declaring a new standard say about, you know, how things were before? What was the old standard, or maybe the lack of one?
Well, that phrase new standard, it definitely signals a shift, a break, potentially, from what was considered okay previously.
Mm-hmm. It suggests, I think, not just a small tweak, but a real need for a fundamental change, you know, towards consistency, towards a higher baseline for quality.
Okay. So maybe less variation, more uniformity.
Possibly. And if you think bigger picture, it points towards like a maturation of the online real estate market, doesn't it? Yeah. Where maybe the old ad hoc ways, they just don't cut it anymore.
Right. The sort of anything goes approach.
Exactly. Which then makes you wonder what specific pressures, maybe competition, maybe buyers just expecting more now. What made them formalize this now? Why the push?
Good point. And okay, building on that.
Yeah.
If it's a new standard and it signals this maturation, then the next question is, a standard for what exactly?
Right.
And the title is super specific here, photography.
Yeah, not descriptions, not floor plans.
Exactly. Those are important too, obviously. But it singles out photography.
Mm-hmm.
We've all seen those listings, haven't we? The photo taken on a flip phone in a dark room.
Oh, yeah. The blurry nightmare photos.
Totally. This new standard, it really sounds like it's drawing a line, finally, saying no more of that. But why photography? What's so special about the images that they get, the dedicated focus?
Well, I think it tells us that the visual element has become just absolutely paramount. It's the first contact, right? It's what grabs attention, what shapes that initial perception for a buyer scrolling online.
Right.
In this digital world, attention spans are, well, they're short. We know that. Mm-hmm. So high quality pictures aren't just a nice to have anymore. They're basically the main currency for getting someone to even click to engage.
So it's like the visual gatekeeper.
Pretty much. It speaks volumes about the psychology, you know, how images affect our decisions.
Wow.
People make snap judgments based almost entirely on what they see first.
That makes sense. And then the title narrows it down even more. The specific place for this new standard is online real estate listings.
Mm-hmm. The digital space.
Right. And this is where it gets really interesting for me, because it's explicitly defining the medium. We're not talking about newspaper ads or flyers or even the open house itself. Yeah. This is for the online world.
Yes.
So what's different about online? What challenges or, I guess, opportunities does the online space present that this new standard might be trying to tackle?
Oh, that focus on online is absolutely key, I think. It suggests that the rules are different there. The visual needs for digital are distinct and probably, you know, way more demanding than for print or older methods.
How so?
Well, think about it. Online, you can compare listings instantly, side by side. The image quality directly impacts how much attention a listing gets, whether people click, how they perceive the property's value even before they read anything.
Right. You swipe past the bad ones fast.
Exactly. And this pushes for really specific things like Are the photos optimized for mobile viewing? Are they consistent if you look on a tablet versus a laptop?
Yeah.
And just the sheer amount of high-res imagery you need to stand out in that crowded online marketplace. So this new standard is very much a reaction to the tech and also to how we behave as consumers online. It's meeting the demands of that digital environment.
Okay, so if we pull all these threads together, the new standard for photography and online real estate listings. What's the bigger story this title is telling us? It feels like it's narrating this shift, this professionalization, an industry realizing its most crucial first impression happens online through visuals, and it needs to be consistently good.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's a clear signal that, you know, the days of dodgy amateur photos are numbered, or at least the industry wants them to be.
Right.
There's a move towards a more sophisticated, consistent, visually compelling approach. Basically, the market seems to have figured out that the online visual directly impacts the bottom line, the engagement, the perceived value.
Putting pressure on everyone to sort of up their game.
Exactly. The fact this title exists suggests there's this widespread agreement or maybe realization that the quality of online visuals is directly tied to how well a property sells, how much it's seen to be worth. And it probably also points to us, the consumers. We've gotten used to really slick digital experiences everywhere else in our lives, right? Shopping, entertainment.
True. Expectations are higher.
Way higher. So industries like real estate are feeling that pressure to step up, which leads to a broader thought maybe for you listening.
Yeah.
Think about how this happens elsewhere. When you see a new standard emerge in any field, what does it tell you about shifting expectations, about technology, about this constant push for higher quality in our, well, increasingly digital world?
That's a great takeaway. It's not just about real estate photos, is it? It's a pattern.
It really is. It's about competition, about meeting the demands of a future that's incredibly visual.
So there you have it, our deep dive into just 7 words, the new standard for photography and online real estate listings.
Amazing what you can unpack.
It really is. It just shows sometimes the biggest insights, those nuggets of knowledge, they're hiding right there in plain sight, even in a simple title. So keep your eyes peeled for them wherever you might find them.